Well, Category 5 Technology TV has been broadcasting for over 14 years, but when the pandemic hit, our production paradigm was completely flipped on its head. We had to shift from live format video to produced content, and along with that came a lot of challenges. I want to take you along for this journey and reflect back on some of the challenges that I faced and how I've been able to overcome them. So this series is going to be looking at how we edit and produce videos for Category 5 Technology TV and publish to YouTube, and some of the challenges that we faced along the way, and all of the kind of hacky ways that I've been able to get around it. And so if you're just starting up as a content creator, this is great, because we're going to be showing you how we do things, and you might be able to get a little bit of an edge with some of the experience that we've been through. If you are already a content creator and making videos for YouTube, well, hey, there's probably some redundant kind of primer information, stuff that you already know, but maybe there's some of the hacky things that we've done here at Category 5 Technology TV that will make you say, hey, this is cool. I'm going to try to implement this in my own studio space as well. Out the gate, I'll just tell you, as we start this series, Category 5 Technology TV is predominantly a labor of love. We are not a high-budget studio. We've been doing it for 14 plus years, so understand some of the things that we have probably are a little bit out of reach for somebody just starting up. But a lot of the stuff that we do and a lot of the ways that we work and compromise and find cheaper ways to come up with solutions, those are going to work really well for you if you're just starting up, or if you're on a tight budget as well, or if you just want to improve things at your studio without spending a big bunch of bucks. So just keep that in mind. We're not trying to sell a whole bunch of products or anything like that, or put you onto big expensive stuff, but know that we're probably a little bit ahead of the game because we've been doing it so long, but it's been stepping stones along the way, and you'll get there as well. So this is the computer that I use to produce Category 5 Technology TV. It's just a fast computer, but it's a consumer computer that I put together myself with parts. And then we've got a bunch of cameras. Now I've got four cameras on the floor. Well, three on the floor and one in the air. So the one in the air is on a crane, and that is looking down so that when I'm doing soldering and stuff like that, you've got a nice view. All of our cameras, whatever camera they are, they use SD cards. So that's where I'm recording the video to. It's a lot different than when we were live, because we were using the HDMI outputs and going into Magewell capture cards and things like that. But now, because we're post-processing and producing this video for YouTube, we're recording to the SD cards in the camera. We've got all these camera sources. We've got SD cards. We've got four of them if we've got all four cameras running, which we often do. And then we've got a fifth one coming off of our audio board, because our microphones are recorded digitally on this Tascam unit to another SD card. So we now have five SD cards recording, and then we've got to get those in for editing in post-process. So the way that we had been doing it at the start is plugging in one card and importing the video, copying it, and then plugging in the next card and copying that, and having to do that for four video sources, all 4K, so they're very large video files, takes up a lot of space. And sadly, sometimes I would be here for many, many hours just waiting for that copy process to take place so that I could start editing. That was brutal. So I had to come up with a solution. So I came up with what I thought was good at the time. And that's this USB 3.1 hub. It's just a cheap little thing from Amazon. But what I did, just as a makeshift thing, is I plugged in four USB-A to SD card adapters. So that gives me four cards being able to plug into the computer at any given time. And then I still had the problem of the audio. So what I would do now, instead of having to import the video, which was huge, I could just import the WAV files, which are comparatively smaller. So I would just copy those to my hard drive and then plug in all the video card SD cards. And then I'd be up and going, and I could start editing in DaVinci Resolve. Still a little makeshift, though, isn't it? Then at CES this year, I saw what Kingston was working on, which was this workflow station. I'll put the link to the website in the description below. What really caught my eye is this USB 3.2 speeds, which get you editing quicker. Now, I noticed that they promote this thing as being a way to transfer videos, photos, and audio. So they're promoting it as a way to transfer the content from the SD cards, for example, to your computer, like I've been doing all along and taking so much time. But it's USB 3.2 Rev2. So that's 10 gigabits per second. I picked one up and decided to give it a go. And sure enough, I can plug up to, now I got the modules. The modules are sold separately, so understand that. The USB A and C module comes with it. And then each of these are sold separately. So there's a SD card model and a micro SD card model. So I picked up what I thought I needed because we use micro SDs when we do action cams, more B-roll. And then we use the SD cards for our main cameras. So with this and with that USB 3.2 speed, I'm able to plug up to 8 SD cards, presumably. I only use 4, and then I 5, I guess, and then a couple of micro SDs, and I've got a USB-C external unit that has 4 hard drives in it. So I've got a lot of stuff plugged into that, and I'm able to edit directly on my SD cards in DaVinci Resolve without ever having to import any of my video. So I'm doing that directly on the workflow station. So you can imagine, I mean, I'm pretty excited about this little guy because it's just sitting up there, and I just plug these modules in anytime I need extra card space, and I'm able to edit on the fly on those cards, and I never have to import it. So what a time saver that one is. I'm going to have tons of tips like that for you throughout the course of this series. I'm going to show you how our audio rig works, how we're able to get the audio sounding as good as we possibly can. Nothing's quite perfect here. I mean, you can hear that fan noise. We've got a server there, and it's actually quite warm here in the studio, and those are things that we deal with as well. I'm going to show you how I'm able to improve the way things sound, how I'm able to improve the way things look. We're going to look at white balancing, color correction, being able to do video manipulation to remove blemishes from your subjects and things like that, fixing up lighting and actually doing the editing process. We're going to look at turning a single camera into multi-cam shots. There's so much exciting content coming in this series, so please give this one a thumbs up. Give us a subscribe so that you don't miss out on the series. Click that bell so that you know when I post a new one. And I look forward to teaching you or sharing with you. I mean, it's not even really teaching. I want to share with you what I've learned and what kind of cool gadgets and gizmos I've come across that have made my life easier. And I've got lots of that kind of stuff. So enjoy the series. Comment below. Let me know what you want to see in this space. If there's something in particular that you know that we've been doing or using and you want to know how we do it or how we use it, post your comment below. I'd love to hear from you and come up with a video to show you those things. So thanks for watching, and I look forward to sharing all this information with you and welcoming you here on the bridge at Category 5 Technology TV. Thanks for watching, everybody.